At the beginning of the 20th century, it was decided that a high-quality and well-suited council building should also be constructed within the project of building a new synagogue, and so a unified and architecturally coherent complex. Therefore, in 1908, a three-story building in the same style was constructed, with rooms for the Jewish municipality, accommodation for officials, the rabbi, and the cantor. The high-ceiling stories give the building an elegance, and passage to the depths of the inner courtyard was resolved by balcony corridors. Today, only a part of the building is used by the Jewish municipality of Novi Sad, while the rest is private flats. The municipality strove to help imperiled members, cared for the synagogue, the school, the cemetery, and later for the cultural and health institutions which it founded. In the staff of the Jewish municipality, apart from the president and other elected and unpaid functionaries, there is the rabbi, the cantor, and a kosher butcher who receive regular employment and pay. The municipality from 1743 watched over the collection of tolerance tax, a levy imposed by the Empress Maria Theresa as an emergency wartime tax of 2 forints per family elder. Already by the following year, every Jew was being taxed, and tolerance grew into a steady source of income for the monarchy on the grounds that the Habsburg Jews had to be tolerated. This was a heavy burden on the majority of the Jews of Novi Sad, many of whom were at the limits of survival and not in a position to fulfill this obligation. For this reason, the municipality was constantly in arrears in settling the debt and always under threat of enforced payment. The tax was paid in Novi Sad or at the Bajska salt works. The Emperor Joseph II in 1786 revoked the tolerance tax and replaced it with the cameral tax, which indeed presented further payment problems, but without the degrading role towards the Jewish entity. The Jewish municipality, and also all its members, found itself again in a similarly difficult situation 2 centuries later, after the arrival of the Hungarian occupying forces in 1941. The order was issued that within 48 hours, a huge sum of money, gold and other valuables be collected from the Jewish population so that its presence would be tolerated. Neither then as before could this sum be met in full, and so began planned retribution.